Blog Talk Radio.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, and Davy Crockett. I'm Lee and Abe Lincoln. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over there. I left my heroic dead in Flanders Fields and in the steaming jungles of Vietnam. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the wheatlands of Kansas, and the granite hills of Vermont. I am the coal fields of the Virginias and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate and Grand Canyon. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific. 3 million square miles. I'm more than 3 million farms. I'm forest, field, mountain, and desert. I'm quiet villages, and I'm cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia. I'm Babe Ruth in the World Series. I'm 130,000 schools and colleges and 326,000 churches where my people worship God as they please. I'm a ballot dropped in a box. I am an editorial in a newspaper. And I'm a letter to a congressman. I'm Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein. I'm Horace Greeley, Will Rogers, and the Wright brothers. I'm George Washington Carver, Daniel Webster, and Jonas Salk. I'm Walt Whitman, Thomas Paine, Tom Sawyer, and Walt Disney. Yes, I am the nation, and these are the things that I am. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom I'll spend the rest of my days. May I possess always the integrity, the courage, and the strength to keep myself unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom and a beacon of hope to the entire world. I am the nation.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is one of the Hoot and Holler guys. We're filling in for Terry. I'm Lonnie. And I think Bill's there somewhere. There's Bill.
Hey, Lonnie. James.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, bud. I've got a little cold here tonight, so bear with me.
Yeah, okay.
Smoking and sniffling.
I'm here trying to get this phone to work.
Well, go right ahead. Let's get in there and start chatting. What's on your mind tonight?
We're doing pretty good. It's been another one of them trying days. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Also got another caller, 81, another area code. Who are you?
That's James.
That's James? He just hung up. All right.
First thing this morning, I get up. What do we see? Oh, they're all over the internet, all over Facebook and everywhere else about Duck Dynasty and something he said. It's like nobody's allowed to have an opinion except the socialist left. The man, part of what he said was never put out there, only it was, you know, part of it left off, of course, with the media who we're dealing with here. And basically, it's like you don't have any religious rights anymore in this nation. You don't have a right to be offended by something. Only the left and their supporters have a right to be offended. Myself faced the same kind of issue a few years ago about someone, and a person asked, well, what do you think about someone being gay? And I was like, I don't condone it from loving them. It does not stop me from wanting to be good and hope and pray that they'll wake up according to my beliefs, that they will wake up before it's too late.
Exactly.
Now, if I am not allowed to have a religious belief, then I want to know why our government is so far debt, handing money, weapons, and catering to another religion here in this nation. Why are you catering to the Muslims? I don't hear a one of these LGBT people come out there and say a damn thing about the Muslims and their belief that homosexuals should be beheaded, murdered, and killed. Don't. I don't hear a word about that. You people are rushing headlong into your own demise because you're catering to and following a leadership that has no intentions but to use you for their own gains, and then when they're done using you, you will be eliminated. Wake up. A person has a right to object to things. It's called freedom of speech. If it offends you, turn the show off. If it offends you, I don't want crap that offends me. I try not to, because I say that, but I do walk around Senate and Congress, and they offend me. But I'm really offended that you're trying to, our government seems to be trying to interject itself with their supporters and stuff into every facet of our lives to where we can't even disagree with someone without being put out there and targeted now. And I don't know how that's going to work out. I myself, I don't watch A&E.
Anymore, it's afraid to even get on there because you don't know what you're supposed to be able to do anymore. I mean, there's just so many do's and don'ts, and that's not the way we were brought up. You know, there's respect, and that's it. I mean, you know, respect, do what's right.
I thought our diversity was what made us so unique as a nation, you know?
Yeah,
and
you can't be a robot.
But you can't disagree.
Mm-mm.
If you just, I mean, you can only.
You can't have a public opinion.
Disagreeing with the conservatives, if you disagree with the liberals, well, apparently they think you no longer have any rights to disagree. The only people that can be disagreed with are the conservatives.
And this filters down to our children. This filters down to everybody and anybody, whatever generation comes up. This basically is going to get to the point that you're not allowed to think for yourself. If you think for yourself, you're a rebel. Period. There's no way about it.
You know, I don't agree with everything my neighbors do or other family members or this or that. I don't rush out and attack them and want to kill them or want to destroy them over it. I try to find, well, what do we have in common and work from there. No one seems to want to do that anymore in this nation. It's a rush to my way or no way.
Exactly.
I hear too many times out of a liar's mouth like Harry Reid that there's no bipartisanship. To Harry Reid, bipartisanship is he gets 100% of his way and the other side gets nothing.
It just seems like, and I'm reading the chat room while we're talking, and just like one of our friends, Yola, said, you know, the Waltons and the Little House on the Prairie and Dr. Quinn and all them, they had values that showed you what you should do. You know, it didn't tell you what to do. It gave you an idea of what life should be about. You know, none of that stuff's like that anymore. You know, you took care of your family. You provided for your family. You thought and you taught what you knew. And you know, I go back to the same thing everybody else does. You know, when I have a stepson, we'll just go out there and say, I have a stepson. You know, and one day we were talking, and he says, I don't know if I could be a good dad. You know, there's no written book. We were taught these things. We took what we were taught and tried to either thought that it was better or exactly the same way. There's no great way of being a father. There's no great way of being a parent. It's what you think is right. And, of course, nowadays it's not what's right. It's whatever you can put in your pocket. And I'm sorry, I just can't see that light.
No, and that's the whole problem. But the ones that are really trying to bilk everybody for every penny and everything else are the same ones that's screaming to everybody else, share the wealth. But What you don't get is they're not sharing the wealth with the people. They're sharing the wealth amongst themselves and their cronies.
Exactly. All they're doing, they're sharing the wealth all right to their next family member after they die. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. Well, we're going to have so much money saved back, you know, you'll be all right.
Well, now they're going, if you got money saved back, they're trying to figure out a way to take your money away from you.
Yeah.
There's a little bit in that health care bill, a little bit in a small print that if you go on Medicaid, they can back up and get your property.
I agree.
Well, now, you and I, we were brought up with a thing called family values. Seems
exactly.
to be a lost or losing out thing in today's world where they want to destroy family values, family principles.
They're doing a good job of it.
And, yeah, they are. I talked to some kids today, go to Brownstown School in Brownstown, Indiana, and I was so proud because they are being taught that the teacher will give them the information and tell them, now it's up to you to read it and come to the conclusion. The teacher's not leading the way, oh, you need to this or that. Come to your own conclusion. Make your own choice. That is something that's being lost around this country, and I'm proud of Brownstown school system and the teachers and stuff that still teach this ideology that everyone has to make their own choice. You don't let the government make the choices for you. They don't know you. They don't live in your home. They don't understand the situations that you face with your family, whatever.
You have a good point right there. They have no clue what your situation is in your lifetime, okay? They don't know. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, half of these clowns in office and the president, they never had to worry about, well, when's the next, how am I going to pay for the next meal or something of any matter at all. I mean, they don't have the situations that you or I have had when we were growing up or the situations that we have when we were bringing our kids up. I mean, you know, they got money in their pocket. They can go out and just buy a damn house, but it ain't going to matter. You know, we pay bills. You know, they don't have to worry about that. They can just go out and buy whatever they want and just doesn't matter. Or they can dip into your pocket and buy it. Basically the same thing. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Fine. How are you guys doing? We got a real rainy day today. But we've needed it.
Ours is coming tomorrow, I believe. I believe we're getting some rain tomorrow.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, that's where
I was cruising, getting some last-minute Christmas gifts, the last ones I had to get, and which was cool. I went to Duncan's Gun Works so I could get some gift certificates for the boys who have their new toys, and they're going to need some ammo, and which was cool. They gave me two free awesome hunting calendars for 2014, which was kind of cool. Anyway, so I'm listening to Hannity just because I had it on, you know, my conservative station or semi-conservative station, we'll put it that way. And he was very upset about this whole thing because this was like from the minute I got up, that's all they were talking about on Slater and then Hannity, and, you know, it'll go on all day. Sarah Palin, Ted Cruz, I'm sure everybody has been weighing in on this stuff. But what he did was he gave out the phone numbers of the CEOs and the president of A&E, and it melted the phone lines.
Oh, wow.
He said he had some spies over there.
I know. This is going to hit A&E in their pocketbook.
Oh yeah, it is. One of those emails I sent you guys or I got or something earlier on today was giving a whole list of all the sponsors. You know, like Microsoft and Apple. Well, I don't know if it was Apple, but there was just a ton of those, and there was Verizon, and there was this, that, and the other, and there was, of course, no surprise, Progressive Insurance. So I made my list, even IHOP. So, you know, anybody that wants to boycott can go ahead and do that. So, I mean, it's just like there was a whole list, but it was quite amusing. So, you know, the GLAD people and the LGBT nonsense people, this is the gay mafia. This is what this is. They have no tolerance. They have an agenda. Just like the Common Core agenda, just like the Agenda 21 agenda, it's the same ilk. These people are nuts. They have no tolerance of others. They want to shut down the opposition because they don't agree with it, and they're militant. I mean, this is what's going on in this country. And that's why I think the Christians have just about had it. And you know what? If they want a freaking holy war, they're going to get it.
I go around telling churches. I go around telling churches and Christians and stuff, if you won't stand up for God, how do you expect him to stand up for you?
Absolutely. Yeah,
didn't have warriors. He only needs one.
Right. This is what I'm seeing here could be another Chick-fil-A moment. You know, if we stand behind this group of people, these Christians from Duck Dynasty, and we show the support for them, like what I'm seeing, quite a wave of it today, A&E's going to have to fold. I mean, they're going to, when you hit them in their wallet, this is all they think about.
Oh, yeah, when you hit somebody in their wallet, they got to fold. They don't want to lose too much.
I don't begrudge these people their way of life. That's their way. That's fine and simple. But you're not going to begrudge me my way of life either. Or we're not going to have
this
problem.
Yeah, this is a problem. And nobody's looking at this through the eyes of free speech and freedom of religion. You know, it's all this PC nonsense. It's all this tolerant inclusion nonsense. It's like, I've had enough of it. And like I was explaining to my mom this morning on whatever we were talking about, I said, you know, when we were talking about Stillner and his inappropriate things to women, and I said, I was surprised that happened in San Diego, because when I used to work for the city of San Diego as a dance teacher, it was mandatory. Like twice a year we went down and had seminars, and they said, here's the phone numbers to call if anyone touches you inappropriately or anything like that, because we don't tolerate it, and it's a federal law. So, I mean, I was surprised, and I said, the thing is, with people in general, if you don't know that you have rights and what they are, you ain't got any. You better figure out what they are and stand up for them.
Exactly. You know, I was thinking about this earlier. Mike, Mikey traveled, and where Mikey lived at before, how the people were down there, then when he got closer down to Texas and stuff like that, people are different. You know, everybody's different. That's what God wants us to be. He doesn't want us all to be the same people. If we were all the same people and it was a perfect world, there wouldn't be no world at all. We're individual people who were brought up that way. And to have these clowns tell me how to live is stupid.
Imagine the world would be if everybody was an exact copy of each other.
Like
it would be stupid.
I would like somebody to say it's a copy of me. Well, me either.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. The bottom of it is that.
Like in this country.
See?
But if I see my neighbor walking down the road hungry, and I go out there and I pull a tomato out of my yard and then go over and hand it to him, I can be arrested.
Yeah.
Well, that is, you know what, that happened in Germany, too, under Hitler. He didn't allow people to feed the hungry. So you guys better, you know, everybody needs to read history. You know, this is how this goes. This is the slippery slope, and we're right on it. We're on the edge. And I'm tired of it.
To all the greening and PETA out there, I'm sorry, people, but as long as there's an animal with fur on it, I ain't never going to starve.
Exactly. As long as there's a fish in the pond, I'm not going to starve. That's the bottom line. As long as I got a piece of rope or a string and a hook, I'm good.
Look, gentlemen, you know what Terry always talks about with the progressive mindset of the cookie cutter, and that's what she's talking about, the Borg collective, you know, the little cogs in the wheel that are all identical, like little robots, and they can be controlled. This is exactly what she's talking about when she speaks on that, and that's what you guys hit on, how boring it would be. Not only boring, but it would be extremely evil, and you would not like that kind of tyranny.
Exactly. You would have a handful of manipulators controlling everyone.
Sure. Yeah, it's an oligarchy. It's evil. Sucks.
I posted a thing today about liberal utopia. Did you see it?
No, not yet.
It's a picture of a prison.
Good. I'll check it out later. Awesome.
Everything paid for and provided for you.
Well, like we said, it comes down to the same thing we've been talking about for months now. You got to be an individual. I don't care what these clowns say. I don't care how many fines I get. I don't care if they come to my house and tell me I can't do something. I was brought up that damn way. I'm a big person. You come visit me and tell me I can't, I'm going to do it just because you told me I couldn't. Bottom line of it is, I was raised by no fool. My parents were great people. Great people. Bills were great people. We knew what families was. We knew exactly what it was like to take care of each other. When one hurt, Bill will tell you, we had a cousin that his wife abused him. We went out to the Christmas dinner and we scared the shit out of him, not by touching him, just standing back behind him and said, you know, I wonder if that boy could swim with concrete blocks on. If you touch her again, that you might go swimming. Now, we don't play this game here. We never threatened him, not one time. But the point is, we take care of our own.
Every one of us.
He got the message, too.
Good.
It's just the point of it is. That's what I'm getting at. We should take care of our own. These guys in office, all they're doing is lining their pockets, like Bill and y'all say.
That's right.
That's all they're doing. They're lining their pockets for what? To be rich and greedy and have a life of what? Oh, I can buy $8 million house. Who cares?
Who cares? Well, here's
the
thing. Look, I don't care what they buy. It's not. It's
Patriot. I tell my friends and neighbors, I've got the Patriot family coming to Delaney Park. I'm going to need help. Ladies, men that were there, you saw them show up to help.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Well, you know.
It's neighbors, family, friends, looking out for each other. You can't depend on someone who's picking your pocket. You just can't trust those people. And your politicians. Polly, meaning many. And tick, meaning bloodsucker. You got many bloodsuckers.
Well, here's the thing. These people, look, these politics, as you call them, and that's exactly what they are, you know, however they got their money, I'm hoping it's not dishonestly. I know ISA made his honestly. There's many who haven't. You can look at the Feinsteins and the rest of them. You know, they're just evil. And it's all nepotism, and they've been stealing, you know, doing nefarious things for years. But if you've made it honestly, I don't care if they have two $8 million homes, but you can't take it with you. You shouldn't worship that. You should store up your treasures in heaven. I mean, you can still have a few nice things. You can have a lot of nice things, but you still have to be a godly person and understand the difference between worshiping an idol or worshiping a true God. You have to know the difference. Otherwise, you'll see your own toes.
There we are again. We live in a country that currently, I don't care what they say, there is an ongoing attack against Christianity right now.
Yes. Yep.
Probably the biggest attack against Christianity in this nation in our lifetime.
And I've about had my fill of it.
A lot of people have. They're getting tired of the stuff that because you're a Christian, you don't have a say or a right. Only the atheists or anti-Christians, the Muslims or whoever, only they have a say and right.
I know. I feel targeted.
Exactly.
Okay, listen. There's another thing everybody needs to write their congressmen and senators about because they're trying to do this right now. I got an email just before we went on. I can't remember which one it was, whether it was WorldNet Daily or one of them. I can't remember. But they were talking about some idiotic congressmen trying to put forth legislation or working on it on a bill that would federally force every single parent who wants to homeschool their kids to go through background checks and a social services investigation before they are permitted to homeschool their children. I'm serious. You guys, if these guys do this, because this is the state collective nonsense. This is the state owns
because
your kids. These people are serious.
If you're not indoctrinating your kid, your kid is more loyal to you than it is to the establishment, and they cannot have that. They want your kid to be a clone, or they will get rid of your kid.
Yeah, this is the problem. So you guys got to stand up on this. I would suggest everybody within the sound of my voice get on to them and say, no, absolutely not. We are not standing for this. One more second. And also the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I've got to get that extra one that I reposted that Pat Hilty gave me. Oh, my God, you guys. Even, you know, how Obama has usurped powers he's not supposed to and goes around Congress. If he gets this sucker in there, the Congress will be null and void. They will have no power left at all. It'll all be the UN and that bastard. That's what's going to happen.
Yep.
So what
did we say all along, even about the health care bill? None of this was about what you thought. It was all about control.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you guys get on to your congresspeople, and I wouldn't let up until you hear back from them. You know, call them up, write them, email, whatever.
Anybody that's listening, call in, 646-378-0321. We'd be glad to listen to your opinion.
Yeah, I know.
You know, guys, we're here tonight, and this is usually Carrie's show, and it's always about education. We're just focusing on the futures of our children and stuff. But our children is the ones that are going to pay the worst price for everything going on.
Yeah.
Who are they going to blame? Us. If you love your children, how can you just sit by when all this stuff is going on? If you love your grandchildren as a grandparent, can you just sit idle? I can't. I can't sit still when I know they're trying to destroy my grandchildren's future. I can't sit still when they're trying to tear my country to hell and make my people slaves to the elite. I cannot and will not sit still.
Go ahead, caller. Who are you? Independent liberal?
Liberal,
that's Mikey.
Indeed. Libertarian.
I didn't know who that was. Sorry.
Independent libertarian, sir.
I apologize, sir.
But since you did use the word liberal, it was one of the things I wanted to mention. We need to stop using the global authoritarians' vocabulary.
Right.
They are not liberals. They are immoral, socialist pigs.
Progressive.
We are the liberals. Because
which
we
is freedom.
Believe in freedom,
mm-hmm.
smaller government, and live and let live. As long as, like Thomas Jefferson said, we're not breaking our neighbor's arm or causing them grief. We need to get out of the
yep.
mainstream media's vocabulary.
Language.
I would never
yep.
call those scumbags liberals on my show. Now, the second thing is, in regards to this Duck Dynasty deal, you know, I do agree we need to shut down. If people do watch A&E, I don't watch TV anymore. Drop A&E and drop every sponsor that was doing
yep.
the Dynasty deal. Folks, we're in the millions.
Even though we're
scattered by geography,
mm-hmm.
we can unite in shutting our enemies down together. And it's the same thing with the homeschooling. Now, I agree, Linda, we can call and call and call, but you know what? It's up to the parents
right.
to say, you know what? We're going to homeschool them and tough and get together, get a team of lawyers, and take
it to federal courts. Well,
you
exactly. In fact, Ron said that there was a case like that already, and it was way back, probably further in history. I'm not sure how far back, but it did go to the Supreme Court because he was actually in jail, this man, because he refused to send his children to public school because he knew what they were doing, what they were teaching them. But nobody in the lower courts ever asked him the one question until he got in front of the Supreme Court, and they said, why did you choose to do this? And he says, because it goes against my religious conscience. I cannot. And so they said, well, of course, if it goes against that, then you're free to go. This is crazy. But I don't know how long ago it was. But this is so the precedent has been set right now, if you want to cite that one. So this is what, like I said, if you don't know your rights, you don't got any. This is where I'm coming from. People have got to stand up to these clowns. You just have to. I don't care how many laws they pass. We have to do it.
Well, you saw today, even the media was admitting they leaned to the left.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's a big surprise. No new news there.
Yeah,
well,
there's no news on that one, was there?
Openly admit it is something. Then there is a problem as a lot of the nation doesn't get credible news.
Nope.
I thought about writing rewriting a song that Rick Derringer wrote called Uncomplicated, but changing the name of the verse so it came out uneducated. Because
yep.
That's what we've got. We've got a populace uneducated because they don't follow the news. And if they do see news, the only news they see is the liberal news.
That's what I got all in the house. All liberal.
Oh yeah, I mean, even Fox News is driving me crazy. I can't take these people anymore. In fact, I was watching The Blaze, and Buck Sexton had this guy on there that was talking about the economy, and I swear, I was like, wow, he just dropped out of the Keynesian sky. This guy was just so off base talking about the. It was unbelievable. I turned it off. I couldn't watch.
See, this is why I have not watched TV in 7 months. When the AT&T guys came over to install the internet, they go, are we doing TV too? I said, no. I don't deal with Fox News and CNN and all that crap. That's over. And, you know, folks, some of you know my situation, some don't. You know, now that I'm down in Texas,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've been a victim of the statism. The woman that I was married to was a complete statist, totally afraid of her own shadow. She knew I was going to go up against the Board of Education for her children. My daughter was not going to wear a burqa. They were not going to kneel on a blanket and face east. You know, I was writing to the local newspaper. She all of a sudden, she's afraid of death threats. Total off the rails. Total, you know, housewives and mob wives. Total in locked in, and just total mesmerized by the media. And you know, I'm down to Texas for many reasons, but one of them is I am not going to give up the fight because I can still try and give my one-year-old twins a chance that by the time that they are of age that they could possibly live in the republic that once was.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm not just going to come down here and just hide. I'm on the radio, and I do my thing. I do it for them.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have to turn this around or we have to die fighting.
Absolutely. That's what it's going to come down to. I know that.
Well, it is. And, you know, and I'm tired. I mean, even, you know, Alex Jones to me is like the only one left of the million media. But even he's bucking away from, oh, we don't want a revolution. Well, you know, nobody wants to get, you know, no normal person
wants to
kill
there.
Another person. But
exactly.
My question is this. Show me at any point in history where the people in authority all of a sudden woke up one morning, had an epiphany, and said, you know what, we're wrong, we're sorry, we didn't mean it, we didn't know what we were doing, we found God, we're going to turn things around now. Show it to
didn't
me.
Happen.
Thank
ain't
you.
Happening.
Thank you. So if it hasn't happened in the, you know, some will say we've been around 6,000 years, I believe that Adam and Eve was 6,000 some odd years ago. I don't think we were monkeys and Cro-Magnon.
I don't either.
They can't prove it. They've never proven it. So that's jive. So in the 6,000 years of our history, it's never been done where the people in authority said, we made a mistake, we're wrong, and we're going to fix it for you now. It's never happened. So why am I to believe that it's going to happen now?
No, it's not. Well,
no,
it goes
not.
All the way back to biblical time. It goes back to Nimrod, and it goes back to Babylon. You can study that till you're blue in the face, and it pretty much gives you the idea. It's the philosopher king deal. That's exactly what it is, and it's always been there. And these people are mental cases. We can name them now. We have many that are pulling these strings as the shadow party, shadow government, or New World Order people, and they think they're gods. Soros has actually said that. And I'm sure Maurice Strong has said it too. They're crazy, and we need to treat them like they're crazy. That's where I'm coming from. I'm done with them all.
They are totally dysfunctional sickos.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it happens is when you get all of the money and you get all of that power, you become skewed. And they're obviously very sick and demented. Plus, they all inbreed. I mean, Obama's related to Bush. Bush is related to Clinton. Kerry's related to... I mean, they're all in some way 13th cousin, 11th cousin. They're all interbred. That's why they're all nuts.
they're nuts, and they're Luciferians, and I think that you've got photos of the world. This guy's a self-loathing Jew. I mean, come on. It's pretty clear. And so each one has their own psychosis, basically. I'm sure a lot of it has to do with that inbreeding, and I know that would be an amazing show to do someday, just researching that and putting those dots together. Because, believe me, there's a bunch of dots that need to be connected. So.
I absolutely. Definitely. You know, we the people, though, and at the top of the show, you know, Bill Orlani, I forgot who said it, they might have both said it, is absolutely right. People better get the gumption to start reading books and reading history.
Yep.
Because, like you said, Linda, they're doing exactly what Hitler did. They saw that it worked. They saw that it worked in Rome. Alex talked about that today. It works. It works. It works. Because people have basically stayed the same.
Sure.
They get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get dependent.
It's cyclical,
and then they
yeah.
get insecure. They also get insecure.
Well, it goes from freedom down to apathy down to tyranny. You know what I mean? It goes through all those stages.
Yeah, and right now we're in between apathy and total tyranny. We're so close.
Yeah, oh yeah. And they know it, and that's why they're pushing us so hard. Well, they still haven't come for my guns yet, and I'm praying they don't until I can get the hell out of here.
Well, you know, they just started this month in Connecticut. They just started demanding that every gun owner register their guns. I wouldn't do it. Just say no.
I know. They're stupid. They're sheep. They're sheep.
And you know what? And the first gun owner in Connecticut that gets shot up by a cop defending his house, that would cause such an explosion because people would have to think, I could be next.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's missing with people, is that, oh, it's not affecting me. It's not affecting, well, not yet.
Yeah, well, give them time.
What makes you so immune? What makes you so special that you're not going to be
touched? Oh, my God.
It's ego.
I've asked, I don't know how many people that. You know they want to depopulate the world down to a billion or less. What makes you think that you're one of those?
They're not.
Then, and that's another point that you guys brought up, that, you know, the homosexuals and the people that are for the Obamas and all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying this on the hot seat, too, for over a year now. There's a bullseye on their back because, you know what, they're the first to go.
Oh, my God.
Once they no longer need to vote, once this country is under a one-party system, and it will be, oh, we'll still have our mock elections, you know. This
like
is going to be a one-party deal. And once the welfare recipients are no longer a deciding factor, they will be eliminated. Because under secular humanism, if you are not a viable, useful piece for society, you will
mm-hmm.
be mainly eliminated.
That's correct. That's the Fabian socialist part. That's definitely true. That's Bill Gates. That's the George Bernard Shaw's. That's totally Fabian socialism. And our entire government right now is just filled chock full with those bastards. Man, you can barely count on one hand of those who are not.
I guess Yola had some good news. Something wrong with the Patriot Family site? She said now it's back up.
Oh, is it really? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, well, because it was gone when I tried to get into it just before the show to try to pull up the link. So, yeah, we're going back and forth with him because we tried to get a hold of Hollis, and we're just – maybe he did something that he was supposed to do. I don't know.
Yeah, he did. Yola just said she just got off the phone with
Yay.
Hollis. So, like,
Yay.
Good.
Oh, cool.
That's a good deal. So, you know, back to our dilemma here. You know, I just love when I hear people say, oh, it's not my problem, it has nothing to do with me. Well, don't be so confident, because I'll tell you right now, I'm gonna toast marshmallows when the Northeast collapses. And yes, I said the Northeast on purpose. And I'm going to toast marshmallows. And I am in a lovely town, and I cannot believe this place called Frisco, Texas.
I
thought it was just going to be a little rinky-dinky hamlet off of Dallas where, you know, they have community home. Oh, no. This is an up-and-coming, thriving little city. And I was told by the locals they're going to build a massive mega mall like 5 miles from where I'm living. This place is on the upswing. So I'm very excited about that.
Just make sure you have an escape route to some place where you can bunker down away from the clowns.
Well, John is literally 5 minutes from me. So
cool.
So if we have to circle the wagons and
there you go,
fight off.
And he knows the territory better than you. So you guys
figure
that out.
Been here for 20 years. So
cool.
You know.
Yeah, he's got your back. Don't worry about that.
Oh yeah. I'm not too worried. But I tell you though. I enjoyed my stay at Ron's house, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
And now, have you seen the movie Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No. I'm not a fan of his.
Yeah. Well, remember that scene where Arnold had to go, like, underneath the house, and he had to go get some toys, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I saw a miniature version of that, and I was very impressed. I was very impressed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's got some toys.
Yeah, he likes his toys. He's a child at heart. I like it. I dig it. I was very impressed. Impressed. I would love to have him as a neighbor.
That's the foxhole I need to be in, huh?
I would love to have him as a neighbor.
Oh yeah, for the foxhole situation.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
The bunker.
His toys will have to be his livelihood.
Well, you know, from what he was telling me, it could be. I wish I had the toys because they seem to appreciate in value. So that's like a really, it's a really good investment, the toys that he has. And his wife and his mom cooked me up a hell of a rib roast dinner, and they did something with the potatoes and bacon. Oh man! Ugh.
You were in heaven.
I was. It was awesome.
Good. So you got that southern hospitality, didn't you?
Indeed. And I got to tell you, folks, you know, whoever said it like before, yes, the people south of the Mason-Dixon line are very, very different, and it's just awesome. And another thing I love. Yes, and another thing I love is that the sun stays out to like 20 after 5 in the Northeast.
Yes.
It's gone by 4:40. I mean, I had to turn my lights on yesterday till 20 after 5. You know, I was buying stuff, you know. I was like, this is awesome. And it was 71 degrees today.
Yes. And
the pool
and,
is open. Listen to this, guys. The pool is open all year round and the hot tubs. So,
nice.
You know, in the next few days, I will be
here in heaven.
Oh, you have.
So I was gonna.
And my apartment is huge.
Nice.
They even should have scaled back the kitchen a little bit and gave me even more living room. This kitchen is massive.
Oh, would be my favorite place to be.
Mine too.
Mine
too.
I could put a single bed in it. That's crazy.
Awesome. Hey, Bill, what time, remember in the July times each time in Delaney in Indiana, what time at night did that sun finally go down?
About 9:30.
Yeah, about 9 o'clock.
9:15, yep,
yeah,
at night.
About right
there,
yeah.
It's amazing. You wouldn't believe it, Mikey. You got to come hang with us for a while.
I think I'm going to have that here because the AT&T guy said it's going to be after 9 o'clock. And you know what's great? You know what's great? Is that Monday is the shortest day of the year. We're going to get a minute back going forward of light. And I'm already at 20 after 5, and the sun is still. When this show started, I was still able to see the last remnant of the sun across my window. This is just sick. And the view of the pool and the hot tubs and the fountains from my balcony is unbelievable.
Awesome, babe. Oh, I'm so happy.
And
that is great.
And there is a touch of sadness, you know, because, you know, I really wanted this for Melissa and the kids. I mean, she blew it.
Yeah,
they're building new homes here in the 200,000s. They are brand spanking new.
Wow.
And even 2 miles from us, next to the a big Exxon gas station and car wash, there is a daycare center for kids. So I was there. I was waiting in line for the car wash, and the kids were having fun and playing, and
mm-hmm.
a couple of monitors. The kids could have went there 2 miles from the home. I mean, just unbelievable.
I know. Yep.
And the fact that this place is on the upswing, whereas
mm-hmm.
the Northeast is a cemetery. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
it is. It's dead.
Yes, California is going to look like Detroit soon. Don't worry. We're right behind them.
Well, that's because they pull that. They pull that. What's that called? Cali something? Where they offshore the money? What is that pension crap called? You know, you got to know the name.
Oh, okay. They've got. There's CalPERS, and there's also. It's called CAFR. You can look that up. It's Bill looked it up. I looked it up. Ron told us about it. Yeah.
They're offshoring the money. They're ripping you guys off by sending it overseas and pretending to be busted out. So they'll claim bankruptcy too. Well, you already lost what was that town? Stockton, California?
Yeah, Stockton.
Up. Detroit, Apple. I'm waiting for Hartford.
I think LA's next.
Yeah, you can do the same thing. I'm excited.
I live in a state with a surplus, Mikey.
Yeah. Oh, I know you. And Texas had a surplus, too. Rick Perry announced that sometime, like 6-9 months, whatever it was, that they were like $2 billion, I think, on the plus. And they have no income. And here's the kicker. They've got no income tax. And they still have surplus. What's the deal? I mean, come on.
That's right. Hey, Mikey, did you catch the archives of yesterday's show?
Linda, I just got my internet today.
I know. And
I
read the article that I had on Jerry Brown's ridiculous scheme to try to lure the businesses to not leave California. It was actually I had to laugh all the way through this article because it was so absolutely just draconianly stupid. I mean, it was. I don't even know how to explain it. It's these people think that the government is the ones that knows how to do everything and that they can actually create jobs or create an environment. They're meddling. It was unbelievable. You've got to check that particular part out.
Well,
oh, God.
Speaking of Jerry Brown, here's another bombshell. Alex Jones announced today that there's a group that wants to push Jerry Brown to run for the presidency.
Oh, God.
Oh, indeed.
Oh,
indeed.
Lord.
Oh, my God,
now,
dude.
Now, can you imagine that Struns in the White House?
No, he's, I call him Mussolini. I do. That's exactly what he is.
He's a total
dog.
Jerry Brown
he's evil.
Beat Alfred E. Newman.
He what?
He couldn't beat Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah, he's pretty disgusting. Yeah, he's very disgusting.
I can't see him getting the votes that... What was the guy back in class?
I really don't think we're going to have anybody worth shit to vote for anyway.
No, it's all done.
With the dead fish and all
2016 is a non-factor. Just stay home. If you get the day off, whatever, do something else because 2016 is unviable. Now, the only time I'm going to step back into the voting ring is for Ted Cruz. And
And
one more thing I have to vote for. I am going to have to vote, and I don't care who the hell it is, I am going to vote against Wendy Davis, who I believe the Texas left is pushing to run for governor. I will come out of voting retirement for that and for Ted Cruz. So those are the elections I'm voting for.
Ted Cruz is the A1 person so far.
Indeed.
Yes, I agree.
I agree with that part.
They want to try to shove Chris Christie down our throats and crap like that. Who wants that?
Now, could you imagine Ralph Cramden in the White House?
His first comment would be, what is that, Alice to the Moon? Pow! Right in the kisser.
now,
how about Archie Bunker?
I'd rather have Archie Bunker, I think.
Archie Bunker would have been good.
I think I'd rather have Archie. But I'll tell you right now, could you imagine Fat Boy While he's being sworn in, he gets a craving, and he whips out a jelly donut out of his pocket and sucks down on a Dunkin' Donut jelly. He can't help. I mean that is just,
you know what?
He looks like Homer Simpson in real time. You know that?
Mikey, that would be a great SNL skit, wouldn't it?
Oh, I hope they do that. I hope they do. He whips out a bit. Hold on a second, Your Honor. Hold on a second. I got a craving. I feel a low sugar rush. I got to get me. Whoops. He pulls
my
out a jelly donut.
My blood sugar's too low.
Yeah,
my fat sugar's too low.
Yeah, that's it. I got to whip out a jelly donut. I mean, just come on.
You can just hear Archie going, those damn pinkos. Shut up. Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Yep.
Wow.
So forget about the presidential election. That's all done. So
if it comes to that, you're going to see twice the amount of voter fraud that you saw this last election.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's another problem. Is that the whole thing is rigged and
it's sick. I know.
Bullshit.
Very sick.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
It is right.
No, I mean you're right.
It's been rigged for a while.
It's been rigged, and what Waters means is that's bull crap with them. That's rigging. Dead people and voting, what, 15, 20 times,
and
the illegals and the dead ones, yeah.
You know, so many dead people in Colorado voted. That was amazing. I thought that's a real special talent that you can vote from the grave. I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
I think they have many in Illinois that do that too.
Mm.
We have three Democrat people locked up for voter fraud. And what they were doing was they were forging names to get Obama on the ticket in Indiana and Hillary.
Or you got the Black Panther standing outside of the
oh my God,
not around here, but I'm saying other places. That still affects our election.
Yeah, and I think also that's very impressive is that Obama won by 110% or whatever in some districts in Philadelphia.
Sure.
I was very impressed. I mean, you really have to be good to get 110%. I don't know. I went to school. They told me you can't get more, you know, when something is absolute.
100%, right?
You can't get more than 100%. Now, that's what I was taught in school. Maybe Common Core does something different now. I don't know.
Congress got new math that we don't know about.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, talk about fuzzy math.
I agree. It's just different math we don't know about yet.
Yeah, it's some sort of algorithm that he wins 110% of a district. That's huge.
You know, we're talking about all these voters that are dead and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's just ridiculous. I was listening to a song from Ray Stevens, made a joke about that, where his grandfather was always voting Republican, and all of a sudden they found out, announced that he voted Democrat, and they wanted to know how he could do it when he was from the coffin.
Amazing. Well, just look at 1960. Richard Nixon should have been the president.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that was totally a whitewash.
Mm-hmm.
Nixon should have been the president. Just the way
it
is. Oh, yeah. But, you know, Joe Kennedy bought off the right people and bing, bang, boom. Because didn't Nixon win the popular vote?
Yes.
Kennedy won the electoral college. Yeah, exactly. Because they rigged the right districts.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And what happened to Kennedy in the end?
Well, I mean, Kennedy was not a globalist. That's why they whacked him. Because he wanted to dismantle the system, and he paid the price. Multiple shooters. Multiple.
Kennedy was on the verge of exposing it.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. That's what he was going to do.
And that's why Bobby was wiped out, because I think the globalists were afraid he was going to reopen the case, because now his son is talking that Bobby Sr. never believed the Warren Commission. He never believed it. But he paid the price for that, too, because he was going to win. I think he was going to win in 68.
When we had the 2012 situation, I think because of the popularity of Ron Paul, that's why these establishment rep SOBs made sure he was not the nominee, because they knew he would win, and they couldn't have that. They had to have, you know, Barry in there again. So That's what's going on. And that's why that situation in Florida happened at the RNC.
Yeah, but you have to blame. But the American people are to blame, too. Because they went along with it. They went along with it. They backed Romney. And look what happened.
Yep.
I mean, they backed Obama in white face. That's exactly who Mitt Romney is. Well, it's exactly who he is.
It's like a reverse minstrel show, right?
It's Al Jolson all over again. Absolutely. That's all he was. I mean, they were just one of a kind, two of a kind, and the American people have to take responsibility. The so-called patriots that allowed themselves to have Fox TV say that Ron Paul was a lunatic, and every picture you saw of Ron Paul, it was like in a goofy expression, which they did that on purpose, and people drank Kool-Aid. They pulled the plunger down to Romney, pay the price. I voted for the Constitution. I voted for Gary Johnson, and I am not ashamed to say it. I made my statement as an American and as a libertarian.
We watched the establishment GOP attack Ron Paul.
Indeed.
We watched the establishment GOP work with the Democrats and attack Alan West.
Indeed.
We have watched the establishment GOP work with the Democrats and attack Ted Cruz.
Yep.
And Mike Lee and some others. And we have watched the establishment Republicans come out and criticize and attack the Tea Party.
They're just as bad as the Democrats.
They are, like I've said all along, the establishment GOP and the Democrats, it's the same crap, just two different piles. All they need to do is straighten who's ripping us off the most.
Yep.
Well, they're all in cahoots. They're all being paid off.
Who's paying them?
Well, the George Soros's, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Gates.
I would say big companies. It's got to be big companies.
Well,
right?
The Federal Reserve, the banking cartels, you know, Wells Fargo, HSBC, all those people, they're paying them off. This is why Dianne Feinstein, who was worth, what, roughly $1 million when it's off, now she's worth 90? That's no accident.
And her husband's in charge.
Her husband's even more because she signed legislation to get him contracts. See, they're being paid off. Same thing with Boehner and all.
You're right back to what I say is a problem across this nation from the local levels to the state levels to the federal levels. Insider trading and investing. These people should not be allowed to participate in that kind of action. They control the business. They control who profits and who don't, and for them to be able to pick who they can make an investment with, and then they can legislate to embody that group to make it more profitable.
That's right.
That right there is just totally criminal.
Exactly. Now, okay, Bill. Now, let's put this together. What about all the stuff Mikey was saying with all these corporations putting the touch on these guys? And the Rothschilds and the rest of them putting the touch on them, which actually makes the senators and the congressmen whores, in my estimation.
Correct.
Because they could say no to it,
like Ron Paul
did for 30 years. He was untouchable. They couldn't put the touch on him, so they left him alone.
Well, because the man had morals. The man had Christian morals. That's why.
Exactly.
And that's what people better get back to. And this is nothing to do with elections.
True.
Families that are still intact, if they don't own one, they better go get one. Open up that Bible.
Exactly.
You better start teaching your children it. And instead of sitting in front of the boob tube, drinking beer and eating potato chips, you better spend whatever free time you have deprogramming what your children are learning in the state-run facilities. Because that's where the onus is. And that's something that Linda and gang, that's what I wanted to do. That's what I intended to do. But it didn't work out that way. Because the statist, scaredy cat, panicked and, rest is history. So I'm going to have to continue the fight up here in North Dallas, 40 country. And until, as long as I could afford the $39 a month, and I don't see it being a problem, and as long as my mouth works, Mikey mm-hmm. B is going to be around a hell of a long time.
Good for you.
Damn right. So they're going to have to come and physically shut me up. Because while the tongue can touch the palate, while the larynx can produce the air, Mikey B is going to be around.
until I'm gone, until I'm dead, I'm not shutting up.
That's right. And for the NSA out there and all those other scumbags, folks, I have given up my material lust a while ago. I couldn't give a damn. I'm going to keep my Pontiac Firebird. It's going to take about $6,000 or $8,000 to fix it. It has some trouble. I'm not buying a new car computerized to turn off and test my alcohol level and call the cops on me. I'm not going to have a black box. I ain't going to have nothing. I'm not going to have a car payment that could kiss my ass. I don't care if I have to gut my bird and put all new stuff in it. I'll do it because they can kiss my ass.
For the last two nights, our school in Brownstown has had their Christmas play, and they have sang Christian songs despite the government telling them they would not give them a grant if they did.
They raised their own money
to do it.
Well, there you go. So they could take their grant and stick it.
That's what they told them.
Good.
We still got a nativity scene in the middle of the courthouse yard. We still say Pledge Allegiance to the flag every morning. We demand respect out of our youth, and we demand respect for our elders.
Our children are
raised with morals and principles and values.
I found that amazing that I don't know if it was a Senate hearing. I don't know what it was, but some school official. I had the clip somewhere. She was testifying that there just isn't enough time in the day a lot of times to stop and do the Pledge of Allegiance. It takes exactly 5 seconds to recite the whole thing. 5 seconds. I mean, this is just... It would be laughable if it wasn't so tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey,
what did she think they were going to do, recite Patrick Henry's full speech? I mean, I don't understand.
No, they know they're full of crap. They're just reciting. It's a stage. These hearings and these court proceedings, it's all a stage. It's all a lie.
God. Yeah.
All of it.
It is.
I mean, what they did to that guy, Ernest Turtlegate, you know, arresting him because he was fishing without a permit. Since when do I need a piece of paper to get some food?
You don't.
I mean, God created the fish. The state didn't. What's the difference between him having a permit and not? You get a fishing pole, you catch a fish, you cook it, you eat it. I don't see where anybody gets hurt. They just want to make us broke. They want our money to keep us down. Exactly.
They don't care. It morphs into the Stalin stuff. I mean, and that's where we're at.
It's a divine right of kings. Mm-hmm.
It's like they want the taxes for how much rainwater falls on our property.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
I know.
Well, this is where we just have to say, well, we're not going to pay it. And I'm telling you, the first group of people that get shot up defending their homes, I'm telling you, it's going to ignite. It's going to ignite something really, really deep.
Yep. Well, you know, we had that thing here, and I didn't get to talk about it on my show yesterday because I had so much to cover. But even all over the country on Facebook, people are up in arms about this was a national story when these idiots decided that they want to remove that cross from Soledad here in La Jolla. Which is it's a memorial for the soldiers, the fallen soldiers. And so, anyway, it just ignited a firestorm. And there's people who are willing to fly out here all the way from Georgia to chain themselves to that cross and get some military folks around there, retired military as well, and just say, no, we're not doing this, you know. So they have a Facebook page and everything, and I told him, Scott, you get out here and you want to do that whenever they start trying to take that thing down, let me know, and I'll show up what day and what time. So there's a lot of support.
Let us all know that. You know,
huh?
If there's anybody right now that should be pissed off at this government, it's the military retirees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And the wounded warriors, what they're doing to them is just heinous.
You know, they can tell GM, oh, you owe the taxpayers $10.5 billion. Don't worry about that. But then they go to the military over $6 billion and say, oh, we're cutting your funding.
Did I see where Facebook was getting a return on their tax?
Yeah.
How shit's that?
Well, you look into that, you'll find out a lot of these kinds of people like that are getting tax refunds and everything else. You had Buffett just made, he was the wealthiest guy in the last year or so, whatever. And here's a guy whose organization still owes billions of dollars in back taxes.
Jeez.
He's fighting in court for years to avoid paying them.
That's normal, man. That's what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at Charlie Rangel getting ready to go for his 23rd term in Congress. And he's been caught how many times for tax evasion? One of us gets caught once. We're in jail. He's been caught and many times over and over and over, and still he sits in Congress.
Yeah.
And yet...
Because these people are apparently above the law. There is no rule of law anymore.
No. What does that say about the community and the district that keeps electing him when they know he's a tax
brain dead?
Not merging the other block together. That's right.
You know what people of color vote for. So he wins by getting his black districts over and over and over again because, you know, they're foolish. The people are foolish. They're thinking, well, I've got one of mine in. He's going to take care of me. Guy's been in there for 40-something years, and you're still in the ghetto. So what haven't you not learned yet? I mean, it's pathetic.
Charlie's pockets and bank account are full. They don't see that. Theirs are empty and his is full. Black unemployment has went up under Obama over the last 5 years. No one ever talks about that. No one ever talks about the effects that an amnesty for 11 million illegals is going to have on the black. It's going to hurt the white employment, but it's going to hurt the black employment worse.
Yeah.
No one wants to talk about
that. It's going to hurt all of us. It's evil.
Yeah. No one wants to talk about these issues. It's more, we'll talk about one sentence here, and we'll pass a bill, then we'll read the bill to you, and you'll find out all the crap that's hidden in it that you wouldn't have liked. It's passing money, taxpayers' money, back and forth, bribing each other to pass this or pass that, padding their own pockets while they're screwing the taxpayers. Both sides are involved in that. And the ones that do try to stand up and do things the right way are quickly attacked by both sides and their media propaganda machine. We're in deep trap.
Yeah, anybody who's doing the right thing is going to be vilified in this scenario that we're living in. It's horrible. They've got the media. They've had that for decades upon decades. So that's a moot point at this point. The only ones left is people like you and me and Alex Jones and Mikey and, you know, Ron and the rest of us. I mean, that's it. Because that thing in the living room that's a boob tube, it ain't going to give you the truth, that's for sure.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. You have to look it up. Carrie and I together, we worked on a bunch of bills, but we were actually reading these bills they were trying to pass. And it's tedious.
Which one?
Because they tried the way they word things, so they leave loopholes by their wordings and stuff. And but if the people actually investigated and read a third of the bills that these people push forward, they'd be out. They would see that these people are doing nothing but handing taxpayer money back and forth between each other and their subordinates and their supporters. How many millionaires, how many crony supporting millionaires have there been made in the last 5 years
with you
from taxpayers' money?
With you.
Well, we know several.
Well, people are afraid. People are afraid to get together. I mean, they can't arrest all of us if we were, you know, to claim a different status.
People are indifferent until it actually totally, truthfully hits them in the face or affects their pocketbooks. That's why you've seen such an outcry against Care Bill all of a sudden, because it's actually hitting people in their pocketbooks.
Yeah, but if people did their homework, like, you know, we all have done, they would have known that. Yeah, I mean, I was not surprised. I was not surprised when this thing was not for free. I was not surprised when people, at least 15 million people lost their health insurance. I wasn't shocked at all. I mean, who was shocked amongst us?
Okay.
Nobody.
All of these people who were not expecting it, of course, and you and everybody knew what was coming down the pike. Even if you didn't read the bill, you knew, because you know what national health care is, and it's, you know, anything government run, and especially on this scale, is just destined for a lot of pain. But here's the difference between those people and people like you and me and this group here. They will still roll over and deal with it, you know, like it's no big deal. They will pay the stupid fine, or they'll pay the, you know, whatever they have to do, or they think they have to do. And the rest of us who do not believe in any of this stuff, we're not playing their games. We wouldn't go near that website if, you know, with a 10-foot pole, because we know what it would do. It goes straight to NSA and to the hackers, and they'll take your bank account.
Not just that. Not just that, Linda. But I read in, because, you know, I still have internet on my phone the whole time, that the government care, whatever, the exchange, whatever the thing is,
mm-hmm.
they were taking two payments out.
Yes. Exactly, because they have access to everything. The whole thing is just—it's a nightmare. I wouldn't trust, especially this administration or any of them, probably
any,
in the last
any,
30, 40 years.
Well,
any
I'll
of
tell
them,
you right
but,
now, I am not going on any of that exchange crap. And if I need a doctor, I'm going to mosey on into the hospital, and I'm going to say, "You're going to treat me as well as you treat an illegal alien." Or you know what? I'll sue your ass, because they cannot turn away anybody.
That's right. I know. They can't. See,
and,
you got to know what your rights
law.
Are.
And that's the law. They can't turn away. And you know what? They give me a massive bill. Hey, you know what? No hablo inglés, because, again, Linda, I ain't got no overhead. I don't have a
that's
mortgage.
True.
I'm not going to have one. They can't take anything from me.
That's
and
right.
As long as I can pay my $8.79 a month, I've got a roof over my head, and nobody can't do bupkis. I don't have a car payment. I don't have a lien. I don't have a title.
Right.
The car's not even worth $2,000. You know what? I don't give a damn. It's a sports car that's going to be rebuilt. I love it. I'm content. I don't have anything.
That's
and whatever other things I have, good luck finding it, because it's not on my person, and it ain't going to be. Good luck.
Good for you. Yeah,
so,
see, you're smart.
So,
that's what we have to start doing.
Right. So kiss my Gadsden flag, Heine. Matter of fact, I'm thinking of getting a tattoo right on my chest with the Gadsden flag on. I'm thinking about it. I'm not committing, but I'm thinking about it. don't tread on my left pectoral muscle. They can just kiss me. But I'm going to go for it.
I'm going to get myself back into the chat room and get off the thing. You guys are going to wrap up soon, aren't you?
15 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, my ear is getting tired.
I'm going to go home and get a bite to eat.
Okay.
God bless you, and I'll talk to
you.
I'll
see you on the Patriot Family site if it's still working.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And folks, just to let you all know, most likely the hot seat will return. I'm looking to get off of Saturdays, because now that I'm not working Sundays, but I'm not working at all right now, but that's neither here nor there. I'm aiming for December 29th, 7 p.m. Central Time to make my triumphant return. But I will be tuning into the Constitution Hour and right from the left coast next week. So you'll be hearing from me.
Well, God bless you, and we'll all see you next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep. Don't forget the hoot and hollers now.
No, I know, but I haven't been on Ron's for like a long, because I've been, you know, out of circulation, working nights, and the whole nightmare of, you know, whatever. But it's all behind
me. Oh, absolutely.
1,600 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I'm glad for Mikey that he got out of where he was at and into a better place.
Thank you very much. Oh, indeed. One step closer to heaven.
I understand totally. I've lived in bigger cities and stuff, and I came home to southern Indiana, and you won't get me out of these hills. If I had a shopping mall built within 5 miles, I'd move.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I mean, I welcome the mall to come. I don't mind that. It's just going from Connecticut, just a total mess. The whole Northeast is a mess. And coming to Texas, that was just the best move that I could make. Best move I could make.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you very much. Me too.
Your home's where your heart's at. You get in a place like that, and everything's going like you say. You get to make friends down there and stuff. And you meet people. And I admit, you know, they are friendlier in the South, it seems. I live in southern Indiana, and northern Indiana is a whole different world. We're here all alone in the Midwest. We're surrounded by Illinois and Ohio and Michigan and Kentucky. And somehow they're all got all these problems, and we seem to be avoided of those problems.
You mentioned home is where the heart is. Well, my heart and my soul is not on this earth anymore, so I know where my home is. So that's all that counts. So they could take whatever I've got left, enjoy it, screw you. You're not going to take my principles. You're not going to take my faith. So good luck with that.
And, you know, and as long as there's people like us that see the threat to the children and stand up and fight for those children, there's hope for those children.
Well, that's why I'm staying on the radio, for them.
That's it. That's what I tell people constantly. At my age, it's nothing much is going to affect my life. I'm like you. I know where I'm headed, and I accept that. It's not a problem. But I will not stand by and watch you destroy the futures of these children all for greed and wealth and power and your own pockets and stuff, you know, for what? So that you can think in your little feeble minds that you are gods or something or whatever. No man is better than any other man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm perfectly content to go down. They'll have to take me in shackles. Well, go right ahead. But I'm not going to lay down, and I'm not going to be a zombie, so that's just not happening. Because I can't take my couch and my dresser with me, but I can take what I stand for with me straight to the grave, and that's just what I'm going to do.
Several years back, I realized that the things that I valued in life was nothing that anyone could really take from me. Mm. It was people I loved, people that loved me back. And even when those people pass and go on, that love doesn't die. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And I believe there's a whole lot of people waiting on me on the other side. I will go in my time when it's my time. But until then, I'm going to put up the biggest argument and fight against the crap that's going on, and if you don't like it, don't listen. But I'm not going to shut up.
Indeed. No, hey, you know, that's it. I mean, I had the house on the hill. I had the big house. I had the cars. I had the swimming pool right along the Hudson River. I wasn't fulfilled. I mean, I can't take that with me. Someone else is going to benefit. Book of Ecclesiastes. Your toil for what? For someone else to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And not give a damn because they didn't work for it. So I don't need material stuff. I'm good.
I'm same way. I'm with you on that, brother.
Mm.
I've never seen a luggage rack on a hearse.
Indeed. just a bunch of flowers on the inside.
Yeah.
And they died 2 days later anyway, so what are you going to do?
It never made sense to me either. Now, we constantly hear the left talk about the wealthy, but they don't talk about the progressive wealthy, who are really the ones behind all the bullcrap. The Rothschilds, the Maurice Strongs,
Morgans,
people,
Rockefellers.
Yeah, they're left
Turner,
out of
the Soros. Soros
is left out of it.
I mean, Soros is a total demonic freak. I mean, it's just, and Bill Gates, man. Talk about a guy that was an average guy that invented something huge. I think it was at IBM or something. He's just totally morphed into this eugenic freak where he just wants to exterminate everybody that he doesn't think is of value. I mean, he's just gone. And these people become lunatics. They become, like, drugged with their fortunes, and they just, I don't know. Somebody gets a hold of them. I don't know what Bohemian Grove or whatever, and I don't know what happens to these people, but they lose it. They just lose it.
Of money. They become Simon Bar Sinister.
And for people that don't believe that, go read The Brotherhood of Darkness. Oh, that's an eye-opener. I challenge anyone. Brotherhood of Darkness, you will never be the same again. You will never think of government and corporate America and global corporation, for that matter. You'll never see them the same again. No, and that's another thing. You know, the job I left, I have to make a confession. And I didn't want to, but, you know, you have to eat. You have to, you know, and believe me, folks, I didn't like it. But, you know, I worked as what they call a contractor at IBM. I was not an employee, because that's how they get away with not giving you benefits and whatnot.
Exactly.
Well, IBM had this certain account, and I'm not going to name it, because I don't know if I'm under anything, but one day I won't give a damn, and I will talk about that. But it was a special account where I didn't like who I was working for. Now, I was at the very, very, very low end. I was like a support desk analyst, so like I wasn't dealing directly, but nonetheless, I still felt that I was part of that evil wheel, and I'm not part of it anymore. And the next job I get, I don't want any association with any of these bastards, because, you know, I really did wrestle with my conscience with this, and I mean it. I didn't like it, and
no,
I'm
more,
out,
right.
And I ain't working for them, and it just sucks. You know?
I can totally understand that. I've been in a position where I've done things for I thought was what was right, and only to find out that the people I was working for, as it turns out, are the evil bastards.
Mm.
Well,
I was under the pressure where, you know, when I was still married and what have you, if I didn't take that job, I mean, well, the end result is the end result anyway. It was meant to be whatever. But what I'm saying is when you have those kinds of pressures, it's no excuse. I feel it was still wrong to work for them. Like I said, it was a very low level, but nonetheless, I'm still a cog in the wheel. But I'm free from that, and I don't want nothing to do with them. I'll tell you that right now.
I can understand that. Like I said, and really, as a nation, we should all be looking at those that are we put into office, asking ourselves, are they really honest? Are
they really
trustworthy?
Yeah,
I don't think we could find but maybe one or two that you would even feel that way about.
No, we mentioned them before.
If we could see their financial records and see what they got invested in and when they got invested in it and what office they held when they got that investment, I think you had the biggest screaming banshee fit ever thrown in this nation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we talked about, there's only maybe a handful, right? We talked about Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Lee. I mean, you, after that, you know, it's up for grabs. Like I said, I'm only voting twice. I see me voting for Teddy Cruz, and I see me voting in the Texas for the new governor, because we can't have Rick Perry anymore through the term limits. So it's anybody versus Wendy Davis. So other than that, I don't see a point. 2016, I'm not voting for any presidential. Look who's there. They're totally garbage. Either one, it's a lose-lose. 2012 was America's shot, and that was Ron Paul. That was America's shot. The shot's over.
I got to be honest with you, Mikey, because I tell people it's not going to get better.
No.
It's only going to continue to get worse until the end.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And unfortunately,
and also,
it's going to go to guns, and
all we're trying to do is we're trying to hold God ground until God gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, I just really enjoyed having everybody call in and those in the chat room that's listening and stuff. I thank you all. Patriot Families has been such a blessing to me these last 5 years, 6 years here, and all my efforts and fighting until I found a place and a home, and Patriot Families is my home. You are some of the most awesome patriots, and I don't know that anyone will ever tell you, because the truth is, without all these people that have stood up, without all the wonderful patriots in this nation, we would have done been under.
Yep.
God bless you all. Everyone have a great night.
Hey, great show. Thanks, guys, for taking my call. I appreciate it, and we'll talk next week.
And
yes, we will. Thanks, Mike. Calling in.
Most welcome.
Well, it's good chatting with you. God bless everyone.
Right, God bless you all, too.
And I'm grateful to have a backbone when shit hits the fan.
Indeed. Indeed.
And I'm going to leave it with this little song. Here
all right.
Go.
We had to get control of the finances in our household. We had to sit down and make a budget we could live by. I said, we'll list our incomes and all our bills, so get the bills, honey, if you will. And she got them and stacked them on a table 3 pounds high. Now I work 2 jobs, and the wife cleans homes, and her daughter babysits, and the son mows lawns, but that budget wouldn't balance no matter how we tried. So I said, let's do what the government does. It works for them, it might work for us. So I forgot my ethics and morals and swallowed my pride. We took out every credit card we could get and loaded them up with the maximum debt and borrowed from friends and family and even took out loans overseas. I borrowed at work, had credit at the store till folks just wouldn't give us credit anymore. And I said, honey, the next step is clear to me. Now we've got money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we're printing it in the basement just as fast as we can. We're making money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we live in the Obama budget plan.
Well, we didn't use the money to reduce our debt. There was a whole bunch of things we still wanted to get now that we had more money than ever before. So we built a deck and a patio, put in a pool, bought a second home, took all our friends on vacation to Costa del Sol. Cause we got money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we're printing it in the basement just as fast as we can. We're making money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we're living the Obama budget plan. Budget ceiling, credit score, don't worry about that, I'll just print more. That money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, hey, honey, make a run to Office Depot. I need more paper. Hurry back. I got to pick up my new Cadillac this afternoon. And I'm printing you up a little surprise birthday.